of tea. Hello, we're live today. And, well, it's been a while. We'll explain in a moment. We're live on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on Facebook, and on the website. So we're just waiting for all those different places to connect. Then Angelica and I will be with you shortly on screen for Ask Angelica, German language tuition, idioms, and tongue twisters, the letter V. This is season 4, episode 23.
Beautifully said.
That tea was good. Thank you. Okay, and we welcome our first viewer of the day. Hello and welcome. And we have our first comment of the day, which I'll put on screen in a moment. And I count down 3, 2, 1, gone.
And we're live.
Hello, Angelica.
Yes. Hello, Stephen.
We are definitely back. And our first order of the day is to say hello to Chris, who's saying, hello, Stephen and Angelica.
Hello, Chris. Long time no see.
It is. Do you know when our last episode was?
Before the summer holidays. I don't know the date. Sometime in July, I think.
Yeah, it was July 7th.
Wow.
So we've not been live for such a long time. Mm. We've got to get back into our stride. A lot's happened whilst we've been away. But we can now concentrate on learning German. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're doing?
Well, until the summer holidays, we had German idioms and tongue twisters. And we worked our way through the alphabet. And we're almost done because we have reached the letter V. And I found 5, I think, idioms. For Stephen to work out, and one tongue twister.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Okay.
That's enough.
Right. The way this works, and say hello to Roland, who's joined us. Our number one fan is here. Our top fan as well. So we've got Chris and Roland here. Thank you for watching us live. Angelica's written out, she said 6 sentences in German. There's a literal translation because these are idioms, and then there's the real English translation. So let's get to our normal positions by hiding this and go here. And we're back. The problem, though, I mean, we're in wonderful Wiltshire along with Roland. And in my office, the sun is actually shining through the window. So I'm going to take care of that. And when I come back, we won't be distracted. But a comment coming in as well, and my hands are there. And the comment says, from Roland, sometimes I think I'm an idiom. At least that was close, Roland. That was close. Okay, so we're off to a good start. So welcome to the show. I'm going to read the German, and Angelica will correct my pronunciation.
Only if I have to.
Only if you have to. This is Ask Angelica, German language tuition, idioms and tongue twisters, the letter V, season 4, episode 23. So let's get the show on the road. Okay, so let's stop that. And phrase number 1, hast du einen Vogel?
Yeah, that pronunciation is absolutely fine. This, of course, could mean a real sentence rather than an idiom, in which case that would be hast du einen Vogel. But as we're talking about idioms, I think the intonation should be a bit more like hast du einen Vogel?
Hast du einen Vogel?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Yes, that. Exactly that.
See, I just get the text. I don't get the intonation that's got to go with it. So, okay. Now, hast du, have you? Einen Vogel, that's a bird. So literal translation is, do you have a bird?
Now, and that, of course, could be a real question. Yeah, if I go to somebody's house and I can hear a budgie or so, I might say to them, oh, hast du einen Vogel? Yeah, as a genuine, nice question. But as an idiom, it's something else.
This is tongue twisters and idioms, and nothing is ever straightforward. So we can't take this literally. So we have to go with the our English equivalent, which is, are you stupid? So just a minute. Hast du ein Vogel? Are you stupid? Wow.
Yeah. Are you stupid or what? Or are you crazy?
Is that a commonly used phrase?
Yes, it is. And historically, it comes from the times when people didn't know much, and they assumed that anybody who was crazy had a little bird in their brain. That's the only way they could explain that they were acting really weird. They must have a little bird in their brain. So hence the question, do you have a bird? Of course, since then, we all know that that's not the thing, but the idiom has stayed.
Indeed. And that possibly is part of the derivation of a bird brain.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Dimwit, says John. Bird brain, says Stephen. Roland is... He's definitely claiming to be an idiom. And bird brain. Exactly. Great minds think alike, Roland. Which is good. Okay, so phrase
I guess they must have thought this here as well, then, that people who were weird or crazy or stupid had a little bird in their brain.
Right, bit of chatter going on the sidelines. Don't be rude, John. John wasn't being rude, he was being literal, I think. Anyway, never mind.
Well, maybe John called Roland a dimwit. Let's move on.
Indeed, probably a good idea. Phrase two, er ist in sie verschossen.
Yeah, er ist in sie verschossen.
To which Roland says, 3, 2, 1.
That might have been to my comment.
Okay, good. So the phrase two is er ist in sie verschossen.
Yeah.
Okay. Schossen is to shoot.
Well, schießen is to shoot, yeah.
Schießen. Yeah. Geschossen. Verschossen. Okay. He shot into her.
Sort of, yeah.
That's what it says here. I'm just Yeah, over to Roland. Shoot in the foot. Okay.
Not quite, no.
Okay, so the literal translation is he is shot into her. Mm-hmm. I can see a corner of my eye, but I'm not going to go with there. He's in love with her?
Yeah, that's a pretty good explanation, yeah.
So, translation, Roland, stand corrected. Don't ever say this phrase to anybody. You'll get it the wrong way. Not with your translation, anyway. He has a crush on her.
Yeah. This comes from the shooting bit. It comes from Armor and his arrow. You know, if he shoots the arrow into somebody, the other, then they're in love with each other, and it comes from there somewhere. I don't know.
From Cupid.
Mm.
Okay.
So hence the shooting reference. If we said er ist in sie verschossen, then he has a crush on her. The other way around, sie ist in ihn verschossen, if she has a crush on him.
Remember those two guys. Right, and John's saying on the first basis, crazy about. And crazy about.
About her, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. If he's crazy about her, that would have worked as well.
Okay, phrase three. And remember, I don't read these before. I just cut and paste them, and I don't read them. Ein Feuerbach studiert nicht gern.
Ein Feuerbach studiert nicht gern.
And I haven't got a clue. Help, John. Help, Roland. And, of course, Chris can help too. And Roland's helping, and Roland's saying next, please. So Roland's given up on that one. Okay.
Well,
so
that's Roland, actually a pretty apt comment. Once you know what this sentence means, then it's a pretty apt comment, because my guess is we've all just had lunch. Well, we've had lunch, and possibly Mildred as well.
We had lunch sat in the sunny Wiltshire garden, or the sunny garden in Wiltshire. Anyway, never mind. I don't know. Over to John, and John may rescue us. And John is saying it's the opposite to not like. Okay.
No.
Study.
The not like is in the sentence, nicht gern. Now, Bauch is belly.
A full belly.
Yeah.
Is not good for studying.
Doesn't like studying.
Right. So don't study after a meal.
Well, we say a full belly doesn't like to study. We don't feel like it. You feel sort of sluggish. Lethargic. And yeah, you don't want to.
It's more likely when you've had beer for lunch as well. Full stomach, says Chris. Thank you, Chris. Difficult to study. And we're going to go close with that, because the literal translation is a full belly doesn't like to study. Mm-hmm. Now, our English equivalent. I can't.
No, I haven't heard of the English one.
Right. Okay. Well, if you've not heard of it, then we've not heard of it. But Roland's going to have a crack at it. And Roland is saying, do we really have a real English equivalent?
That's there is one, question, yes.
There is one. So have a guess at it.
There we are. A fat belly, a lean brain. But I have to say, I haven't heard it. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, just because I haven't heard it.
Roland, Chris, John, have you heard of it? Okay, so the original phrase was, ein voller Bauch studiert nicht gern, and our English equivalent is a fat belly, a lean brain. Okay, we're going to have to Google these afterwards. right, phrase four. Von Pontius zu Pilatus laufen.
Von Pontius zu Pilatus laufen.
I'm actually scoring well here on the. I've not been corrected yet. Well, I've been corrected once, if you noticed it. That was on the first one, but I haven't been corrected. Over to Roland. And it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
If it does, it does now.
Okay. And never go to work on a full stomach. Well, that's pretty close, really. Anyway, it's back to
that would be, that's probably a better explanation than a full a fat belly, a lean brain.
Okay, right. Laufen is to run, so to run from Pontius to Pilate.
That's the literal translation.
Okay, literal translation: to run from Pontius to Pilate. Right, okay, we do have an English equivalent. Any takers? Anybody actually going to have a crack at this and tell us what it's actually, the English equivalent is to the German phrase, which is von Pontius zu Pilatus laufen. Literal translation is to run from Pontius to Pilate. And I've got the literal the real translation, which is actually an English saying.
Yeah.
It's a real English saying. One we use. Yeah. Okay. So let's go. And we're going to take up. Chris is here. And Chris is saying to run from pillar to post.
She's got
Chris,
it.
Chris, you've got the gold star. Because the translation, our equivalent is to run from pillar to post. Yes. So well played, Chris. And that's one to Belgium, none to England. No, that's not fair. one apiece to Belgium and England. Okay, and a comment coming in. I'll take that off, and Roland's going to comment. 3-2-1. Well done, Chris.
Wow, excellent. There we are.
Okay.
Yes.
See? Okay, phrase 5 of 6. Er hat von Tuten und Blasen keine Ahnung.
Yeah, well done. Er hat von Tuten und Blasen keine Ahnung.
Well, that's reading it is pretty good. I'm stating a different thing entirely. I know we do, I'm in Angelica's class on a Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we're joined by Chris and Kevin. And quite often I actually say, when Angelica asks, does anybody know the answer? I actually often say, keine Ahnung. So I know what that means, because that means no answer. So he has from, is Chris going to go with this? He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Okay, literal translation is, thank you for help, Chris. He knows nothing about toots and blows. Hang on. Tooting.
Yeah.
It's toots.
It's an old word, really. I don't think any, apart from in this idiom, I don't think anybody uses it.
No. No, it's, toots is a new word to me. I learned something on this broadcast.
It's a very old phrase, and I looked it up, and hang on, I'll go and I had to actually write this down. So the phrase originates from the job of the night watchman, which was considered an undemanding job in the Middle Ages and in the early modern period, whose work, blowing a horn at the top of the hour, was poorly paid. And I guess if he didn't even know how to do that, he really didn't have a clue.
Right. Well, we have people who did, I'll take you off, solo. We have people who had a similar job about blowing a horn, but they used to knock on people's windows to wake people up for the shift in the factory. Mm. And they were called knocker-uppers, which is
a
good old English phrase. And he hasn't got a clue, agrees with exactly what Chris said. So well done, Chris. You now got 2 gold stars. Over to John, who's probably saying he's no idea. No idea. I didn't have an idea either, John. And speaking not here.
Not quite.
Yeah. Close rolling, but no cigar. Right. Okay, phrase 6. Vertrauen ist gut, Kontrolle ist besser.
Yeah. Vertrauen ist gut, Kontrolle ist besser.
So something is good and something else is better. Do we have any takers for this? Vertrauen ist gut, Kontrolle ist besser. I'm going to hang fire for a moment. I'm going to cogitate while you actually think as well. And if you've got any idea, good idea, bad idea, we'll take everything. But it's obviously because we've got John, Chris and Roland here, it's going to be a good idea. And Chris is going, trust is good, to control is better. Trust. Trust is good.
Trust is good, yeah.
So trust is good, control is better.
Yeah. And so well done, Chris. Yeah, control. Yeah.
Brilliant. So literal translation is, trust is good, but verification is better.
Yeah. Control, it can mean verification, but it can also mean control. You're absolutely right.
Okay. And out to John. And John is saying, trust is good, control is better.
Yeah.
Good.
It's actually.
Same time as Chris, I just missed it.
Yeah.
And allow for the day here. It takes a while to read your comments. Well, they're all in German. I agree. You've got to get your head around it. So I will slow down a bit, Roland. I promise to slow down.
The phrase Vertrauen ist gut, Kontrolle ist besser is apparently a phrase that Lenin said, but it has actually never been proven. So he may have said it, he may not have. But it's been taken over by the Germans with this phrase, Vertrauen ist gut, Kontrolle ist besser.
John's answer was the same. Roland is saying, allow for the delay, which I will, and our comments. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I've got to slow down. I have to slow down. But the official translation, well, all right, we haven't got the official translation yet because we've got a literal translation, but we haven't got the English equivalent. So what's the English equivalent of that is good, but verification is better? And we've got to go and quote Churchill now. Churchill said loads of things along with Confucius.
Yeah, which there's lots of quotes which have been coined to be from Churchill when actually they haven't. And I'm guessing Confucius is the same. And we can now add Lenin as well.
Yeah, they weren't around when, well, the internet wasn't around when they were, which makes it difficult. Okay, so literal translation is trust is good, but verification is better. And our English equivalent, which I've, well.
Well, this is the English saying that Lenin apparently has said.
Okay, trust but verify, yeah. Which is always good advice on the internet of all things.
Yes.
You know that you shouldn't take anything for granted. Right, now, this is the bit of the show that I look forward to.
So am I.
Right, okay, now the thing is, this is a tongue twister. In German, it will definitely be a tongue twister.
Yeah.
In English, not so.
Actually, so we go it's with not the... that easy to say in English either this time. But
okay, let's go for it. I'm going to put it on screen. I'll leave it for a minute and over to Roland before I put it on screen. Confucius.
Oh, I agree with Confucius there completely.
Just a minute. Roland, I am taking a screenshot of that. I got it on screen. I'm using my software and we have a screenshot of that.
Yeah, there. I just took one as well.
Okay.
And this should go with the other one, trust but verify.
Okay. Right. Now that we've right. Right. And let's do this. Fear fünf mal für fear fact macht nicht mehr als fünf vier mal verfühn fact.
Pretty good. Vier fünfmal vervierfacht macht mehr als fünf viermal verfünffacht.
That's better than mine. And that's awesome, Roland, thanks. So Roland said, yeah, just remind ourselves what Roland said. Confucius said, you must watch German with Angelica, to which Chris replied, that's awesome, Roland. Okay, and our tongue twister is, vier fünfmal vervierfacht macht mehr als fünf viermal verfünffacht. Okay, so we've got that. Now, obviously, that has a literal English equivalent, and Angelica just said that it's not as easy as you'd think. So let's go for it. Second or two to actually look at it. Okay, right. Four quadrupled five times makes more than five quadrupled five times.
Oh, I think that should have been four times. Whoops, that's my fault.
Wait a minute. Where do you want the edit? Where do you want the edit?
Yeah, it makes more than five quadrupled four times.
If I take a breath, Roland, I'll never let it out again. Okay. What's the
four quadrupled five times makes more than five quadrupled four times.
Okay. Let's get this right. So we're gonna say this again in a minute. Okay, so I'm in the editor, and we can put that on screen now. So four quadruple five times makes more than five You got me. Five quadruple.
Oh, yeah. It's not that easy to say either.
No. And over to Roland. Take a breath, Stephen. Right. Okay. I can now, Roland, because we've been through the sixth phrase, and over to John. And John saying, sack the question setter. No mistakes. John, this is live video. You know very well that things don't always go perfectly. Well, we try. We are trying, John. Well, I'm trying. Okay, Angelica, not as well. Okay, let's go back to the beginning before
I dig. It was my mistake anyway.
Before I dig a deeper hole, shall we go back to the beginning? Now, Angelica is going to read the sentences in perfect German, and then we'll take it from there.
Hast du einen Vogel?
Do you have a bird? And our equivalent is, are you stupid? Phrase two.
Ist in sie verschossen?
Literal translation is, he's shot into her. Now, the problem we had was with the word shot, because that sort of says angry. Whereas in actual fact, the reverse is true. Okay. Yeah. He has a crush on her. Okay. Phrase three.
Ein voller Bauch studiert nicht gern.
Okay. And add a pint of, pint of beer in there as well. And this is definitely true. A full belly doesn't like to study. And a fat belly, a lean brain. Okay, so that's the English phrase. Phrase four.
Von Pontius zu Pilatus laufen.
And literal translation is to run from Pontius to Pilate. To Pilate, yeah. And check myself then. To run from pillar to post. We did quite well on that one, I seem to remember. When I say we, I'm including everybody who's watching live.
Er hat von Tuten und Blasen keine Ahnung.
Oh, das ist schade. he knows nothing about toots and blows, and we want to know the derivation of toots because it's a new word. We've learnt a new word today. Toots.
Well, I'm guessing the toots, the same as tuten, those are old words that we don't use nowadays.
Okay. So our equivalent is he hasn't got a clue. And then press six.
Vertrauen ist gut, Kontrolle ist besser.
Okay, which literal translation is trust is good, but verification is better. And our equivalent is trust, but verify. Okay, now the bit of the show that I enjoy, because I'm going to show the tongue twister on screen, and I don't read it. Angelika does.
Vier fünfmal vervierfacht macht mehr als fünf viermal verfünffacht.
That was quite good. That was very good, in fact, and a good speed as well. And would you like to do myself. Would you like to do the English one too?
Oh, that's not fair, is it?
All right.
I'll do it. Four quadrupled five times makes more than five quadrupled four times.
Okay, I shall read it too. Four quadrupled five times makes more than five quadrupled four times.
And I actually checked that out. Four quadrupled five times makes 4,096, and five quadrupled four times makes 3,125, which is less.
Right. Well, it's good to be back. Thank you to everyone. And it's over to Angelika to close today's broadcast. Angelika.
Yes, thank you for coming. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching when you're watching on replay. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with the letter W. And I can tell you now, there will only be one more of idioms, which is the letter Z, because there isn't anything with X and Y. I've looked. But we've got W first.
Right, okay. And Chris is saying thank you so much. And most welcome. And Roland is saying thank you as well.
Yeah, sure, a special thank you really to Chris, Roland, and John.
Toot your horn. Okay, and over to John. Sack the question set there. Yeah, no, we're never going to do that. It's impossible.
I'll tell her off. Will that do?
That will certainly do. And again, before I carry on digging the hole, from Wiltshire in England, where it's a beautiful sunny day, thank you for watching. Bye for now.
Tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Auch.